Hello, party people in the house. Welcome back to the Empowering Her podcast. I'm your host, Melody Pormarati. And today I want to chat about 10 things that I've learned in the 10 years of running my heart-centered business, Girl Life. It's insane when I say it out loud because, wow, it all goes so freaking fast. As some of you may know, I've been doing this work of being a woman's empowerment coach for 17 years now, 17 years. And 10 years ago, I stepped into my role as Girl Life when I took a leap of faith and I had my first 22 girls come into a workshop in my living room. And we talked all about principles of empowerment, how there are superpowers within each and every one of us, and that every young girl is born with a toolkit and all she needs is access to that toolkit. And as women, we are here. We are so here for stepping into our role so that we can provide those things for them. So before I start the 10 things, as you all may know, we are in a very amazing, exciting launch for the Girl Life Workshop Collective. If you want to hang out until a little bit after I share my 10 things in 10 years, I will dive a little bit deeper into that. But without further ado, let's kick this off with some of the amazing lessons that I've learned. And sometimes, you know, how have you heard that quote, nothing ever really goes away until it teaches us what we're here to learn? Some of these lessons had to like bang me over the head 22 times before I could finally understand them. And that's just how life is. Sometimes it's in your personal life where like the same type of characters with different names and different faces keep coming into your life to teach you something. And it's not until you've experienced that person, that person's character and what they're here to teach you seven times before you can finally stand up for yourself and be like, okay, I got it. I got the lesson, universe. Thank you. Thank you for showing up for me over and over again until I was finally here for it and ready to accept. So the first thing that I learned, and it's going to be cliche and I don't care, is that like, you got to do what you love. When you are starting an entrepreneurial endeavor, whatever it may be, you better love the shit out of it. Because if you don't love it, it's hard to remotivate yourself. And loving it for me is consistently reconnecting to my why. And my why is to bring more love onto the planet, to teach girls that everything they need is inside of them, to teach women that there is a young girl living within them that deserves access to all of these inner tools. And she can literally, we can, by learning these principles for ourselves, we get to serve the young girl who never had access to them. And so like when women say, I wish I had this available to me when I was younger, this type of programming, I'm like, it's available to you now. It's never too late. Like we have one woman in our program who's like 70 years old and she's like, Melody, my inner child is smiling from ear to ear because these are the things I needed. And she feels like she's finally, after all these years, stepped into who she is because she did the Girl Life program. She didn't do it for herself. She signed up so she could do it for other girls and show up as that beacon of light. But as we hear with most of our coaches, in doing this work for other girls, first and foremost, we embody the principles for ourselves. So reconnecting to that why, I reconnect to the stories I hear from our coaches about the girls in their programs and what they're walking away with, reconnecting to my why, thinking about my daughters and their unique journeys and the inner tools that they've needed to get them from where they were to where they are today and will continue to use in the years to come in their lives. So that's my why. What is your why? Whatever it is that you're doing in this world, reconnect to that on a daily basis. When you're doing business, do something that you love. And if it's not something that you love, ask yourself, how can you pivot to bring in some components that make you excited to rise out of bed every morning so that you can start contributing to the work that you do. And for me, like, it was a no-brainer. I needed to be doing something that was of impact, because if I didn't have that impact piece, it was truly hard for me to step in and do the work day in and day out. For you, it may not be that way, but for me, that's what it was. So know thyself, know what you need to make this a sustainable endeavor. Okay, next is evolve. Evolve. Be willing to know, trust, and believe that there is an evolution process constantly moving you through. This is normal. This is, you're going to have times where you need to pivot and up level and shift gears. I think of our business during COVID. If I hadn't pivoted onto a digital platform where our coaches could start empowering girls and running workshops on Zoom, and if we hadn't like created that whole new digital wing, so many girls would have been robbed of the experiences that they needed more than ever during a pandemic, right? So we need to be tuned in, tapped in, and open to what is coming and what the world is needing and how we can best show up. So be willing to always evolve. Check in with yourself on a regular basis. Check in with your people. And by your people, I mean your audience. Shift things up as you need to. You know, back in the day, 10 years ago, when I started Girl Life, it was a very like short and sweet program. We had 7 workshops and there was no business training. And that's what it was. And over the years, I evolved it based on what I realized that the planet needed, that our coaches needed, and what would best help them get the messages out there with as much support and sustainability as was possible. Then we turned it into the Girl Life Academy, which is the coach training program for women who want to become girls empowerment coaches. And now we've turned it into a membership. So it's like evolving with the times and giving people what they need to best step into to what they're doing. Next is create before you consume. Yeah, you gotta create before you consume. What do I mean by that? I mean, when you're in a heart-centered business and we are so like overly saturated with content everywhere you look, whether it's on Instagram, TikTok, Reels, LinkedIn, there is so much YouTube, there's so much to consume, there's so many videos to watch, there's so many podcasts to listen to, there's so many articles and blogs to read. And sometimes that can really trip us up because we start taking on the voice of other people as our own. And you can't do that, right? Because that waters down your message, like the message that you're here to bring to the world. And so, especially on days where you are in creation mode, whether you're, you know, you've got a digital program like I do, or you're an author and you want to write like your book or your blog or your next article, or you're an artist, just, you got to get in tune with yourself, whatever it is that grounds you, whether it's meditation or music. We all have our own practices, but create first thing when you wake up, create, create, create. Because if you consume first, like I said, you're dissolving what's yours to share with the world. And that's not what we want, right? We want it to be, we want to be a clear channel. And by being a clear channel, we need to block out everything that is not us. And again, sometimes we take on the ideas and the visions and the missions of other people if we're listening too much to the outside world. So create before you consume. Next is under promise, over deliver. What do I mean by that? So by under promising, I'm not saying like when you create something that like you're giving very little, not at all. But whatever it is that you promise to give, I want you to give 10 times more than that. And in my business, that's what I've always done. Whether it's been like a free training, where I share, like, you're going to walk away with XYZ. I turn that XYZ to like the nth degree, and I amplify the message that I'm there to share, because that's what I believe. I believe that we need to serve and we need to give so much value. So I want, when someone takes one of my courses, to be like, oh my God, this is so much more than I could have imagined. And that's what keeps your people coming back for more, is you constantly showing up, and giving them the best that you have to offer, giving them excellence, whether it's in a coaching program or, again, like, you personalize this to you. But for me, it's like, whether it's in a one-on-one program or it's in one of my courses or it's in the Girl Life Academy. So I always want to give the best of me, and I really highly recommend, like, if you're not in that space, get yourself there, because your people deserve that from you. All right. Next is keeping it real. Keeping it real in your business, be you. If you're a multi-passionate person, like, rise to the inspiration of each of the endeavors that you have. As I'm sure you've heard me share before, I consider myself a very multi-passionate entrepreneur. My brain is in a million places at a time. I'm constantly, like, and I shouldn't say constantly, because I have my seasons, right? Like, but I'm often in a season of inspiration and, like, how can I share next? What is the best use of me? How can I show up? So for me, being real means showing up in all of my multi-passionate endeavors. And it's, some days it's the podcast, and some days it's in writing a book. Some days it's in, some seasons it's in the one-on-one coaching that I do, which I'm in the season of now, which is so lighting me up, because that's where my journey started. And I took a break from one-on-one coaching, but, like, I had such an excitement about it again. And I put a few emails out there and started coaching again. So it's like, whatever it is that's on your heart, that's what's yours to give. Don't shy away from it. It's okay to do many things at once, as long as you're organized about it, and you're clear about what it is that you're doing, and you're sharing your message in a clear and concise way. Then why not do all the things that get you excited, right? Who said work has to be hard? In our community, you've heard me say, like, we call our work heart work. Heart work. It's heart-centered work. It's coming from a place of an open heart. And when we call something hard work, then we kind of don't want to show up for the task, right? But when we open our hearts to it and we think of our impact and we think of our why, it's all of a sudden super, super exciting. Next message is don't hide. Don't hide. In the hundreds of women that I've had the beautiful honor and opportunity to work with, what I've noticed so much is that, like, that fear of putting yourself out there. And there are so many ways of putting yourself out there right now, and I know it can seem really intimidating, but to find your way, like, whether you like to show your face and, like, speak your truth, in a video, do that. If it's audio, do that. If you're a writer, do that. If you like posts and quotes, do that. Like, there's so many ways to do business your way, but you can't hide, because if you hide, then you are robbing the world of your much needed gifts. And the way that I think of it is this: like, if you show up and if you are your true, authentic self in the messaging that you have, in whatever way it is that you've chosen to share, you will, in fact, lose some people. Like, I can guarantee it. I know that I sh certainly have lost segments of my audience who thought that my message was for them. But the more I show up as me, the more I bring in the people who are magnetized to my message, and the more the people who aren't for my message dissolve. They fall away. I, like, shed them. And it's okay, because we are not all for everyone. Like, how could we be? How is that even a possibility with this many people on the planet? So know that the more you show your stuff, you show your truth, the more you will attract. It's called attraction marketing, right? You bring in the people who get what you've got and want it and need it, and it's a filtration process, and you lose the rest of them, and it's all good. Next is that hustle culture will only get you so far. There was a time in my business where I was getting up at 5:30 in the morning, before I even had breakfast, before I even combed my hair, I was at it. I was working, I was working, I was working. And you know what I learned over the years? That by taking my time and sleeping a little bit more and hydrating myself and nourishing myself, I could do just the same amount of work, if not more. So I think hustle culture is so overrated. This idea of just like burning the candle at both ends. No freaking way. No more. Not for me. Anyways, it doesn't work. It never has. I'm actually a much better vessel or channel to bring my work into the world when I am taking care of myself first and foremost, right? Listening to a meditation, putting on a song that like moves me and inspires me into action, taking a nice long walk in nature, getting some fresh air, spending time with my kids. Those are the things that really fill me up so that I may fill up my community with the messages that I'm here to share. Next is there is room for all of us. Abundance mindset all the way. If I were to spend my time focusing on all the other coaches in the world and all the ways that they're doing what they're doing and getting tripped up by the fact that they're doing better than me or they have more clients than me or they're making more money than me, I would just lose every delicious part of what it is that I do. The sun shines for all of us, not just some of us. We are all here to step into our mission of doing whatever it is that we do. And so in order to do that, I believe in abundance. I believe that there's more than enough to go around for all of us. There's more than enough success. There are more than enough clients. There's more than enough of it all. And I bring that principle into my work. When I, you know, like working with women, I'm literally sharing what has made me successful as a girls empowerment coach. If I didn't believe in abundance, then how could I share that? And as I look around at like the over 200 women who are doing this work with us, I could never go into this work with lack mentality, because as I watch them, then I would feel competitive, but I don't. I feel elevated. I feel elevated when I see the different women who are taking our curriculum and lighting it up in their own unique way. It moves me to see women serving at their highest capacity. So if you sometimes step into lack mentality, and we all always do, I want you to remind yourself, you know, look at everything around you, nature, fresh air, the sun, the ocean. There's enough of all of those resources to go around. So what would make you think that there isn't enough business or money or clients or abundance available to you too? There is room for all of us. And in fact, when we collaborate, when we join forces, we are capable of more than we ever could have imagined. And finally, everything is better in community, community. And in the word community is unity. Have you ever noticed that? There is such a unification that comes from stepping into community. My business model is like the best example I have to share with you about that. Our coaches coming in and supporting each other and loving each other and collaborating with each other. Doing this work in the world in community amplifies the message. It makes it greater, so much greater than what we would think is possible with just us. And that's like really why I started Girl Life, because I knew that alone I could only do so much. But if I brought different women in from different parts of the world who brought their unique flair, their unique magic, their unique way of being that beacon of light, well, my goodness, look, we've influenced the lives of thousands of girls across the globe because we stepped into community. So I hope these have served you. If you have any questions, I'm going to do an Ask Melody session soon on the podcast. Feel free to send in your questions at melody@getgirlpower.com. As I mentioned, all things are better in community, and we are stepping into the newest evolution of Girl Life. If you have been on the sidelines thinking, I am ready to run girls empowerment workshops, I'm not necessarily looking to turn it into a business, but maybe I want to run a nonprofit. Maybe I'm a teacher who wants to bring these principles into the classroom. Maybe I am a PTA mom who wants to bring these to the school at large. Maybe I'm a girl mom who wants to share these messages for my daughter and her friends at their next overnight, at the next birthday party. Whatever way that you have imagined or think up to serve girls, we have this membership. It's called the Girl Life Collective Workshop Membership. And we are giving you, we're delivering one workshop a month to you in this membership. One workshop that is all about empowerment. We have so many different topics, from abundance to perspectives, to gratitude, to the tools of meditation and mindfulness. And every month you get delivered one of these workshops. On top of that, you get on a Zoom call with me and the rest of our community where we literally talk about something in the world of girls' empowerment. We talk about mindset, which is one of the biggest things that we need to get started in this work. You get Facebook Lives with us. You get to join our members-only Facebook community. So this is what we are doing right now. It is more accessible than anything we've ever done before. It is the Girl Life Collective membership, $222 a month, gets you in at our founding member pricing, which means you are the first people to do this membership with us, which means you get in at the ground floor and you get to give your input and your insights and your pointers, and you get to help us build this with your feedback. And I'm here to pour into this community and give you what you need to get started as a girls empowerment leader with grace, with power, with excitement, because that is our work to do here, all of us together. And I'm so here for it. The first 10 people to join, and this is all happening in May. Our launch is in May. Come June 1st, the price goes up. I'd love you to get in before then. Why are you going to wait till the price goes up? Come in as a founding member. If you have questions, absolutely let me know. MelodyPormarotti.com/collective. The first 10 people to join us are going to get $850 worth of bonuses, different courses geared to put you into your power mode, to help you empower yourself and pay forward to the next generation. I don't know if you could tell, I'm just lit up by this. I'm excited of the next iteration of Girl Life. For those of you who want to become girls empowerment coaches and you want the certification, that is still very much alive and kicking. But for those who are like, I want a membership, I want a workshop a month, I want to deliver it at my own pace, in my own way, to my own community, then the membership is for you. I love you all so much. The information for all of this will be in the show notes. I will talk to you soon, and I love you. Bye.